Hi, you guys. This is Only the Guilty Gets Offended, and we are doing an episode, and right now it's Quanice and Ricky,
hey.
Tiffany in the background. So, what's different about this episode is the fact that Ricky is not virtual. Ricky is here with me. We are in D.C.
Yes.
So, I was able to see Ricky perform his show last night called Rise, and it was amazing. And what I just really liked about the show is the fact that the story that it told and how I felt during the show, and I just felt powerful. And I say that to say because just seeing the progression of Black people, the show like went back and then, you know, to current, and just seeing the progression of us and the fact that it's Black History Month and we in Washington, D.C., all this Black goodness being in into the universe was lit. So this is a we'll figure out what this episode is about at the end. However, we've just been sitting here having a real good conversation, and we just felt like we needed to record it. So we're going to continue what we was talking about. Ricky basically was saying about, we're talking about our careers and how to know when it's time to move on and when it's time, or when should we ask for more, or when to know, like, if you're fulfilled or not fulfilled with what you're doing. And, you know, talking to Ricky, he was just, go ahead, Ricky, say how you feel.
Okay, so, yeah, like, I'm doing all of this work. I need more money. I need more responsibility. And, like, I hate to be so...
So he's talking about his job and his professional career right now and things that, like, basically he wants to have a sit-down with his company. And, you know, you guys, y'all see it firsthand. You see all the pretty pictures online. You see the performances. He's traveling all over the world. And these are some of the things, like, this is the real tea as to really how he's feeling currently right now.
Yeah, like, I've been here. This is my fifth season with the company. We travel a lot. I was here since the beginning, since we started full-time. The company used to be pickup, where they would, like, hire some dancers in and bring them in for a couple of weeks. They would put on a show and everybody go back home. But since we started 5 seasons ago, full-time, where I moved to Memphis. We have a 32-week contract, and it renews, you know, as at their discrepancy, every season. And the bottom line is I'm thinking, like, okay, I'm not an amateur anymore, you know, I have experience, and so I need to get paid for that, like, you know. And I was talking to someone, and they were like, it was one of the technical guys, it was like, base, like, I get a raise every year, but it's a little bit more than how inflation, like, you know, I'm getting a raise with inflation, not right. Based on the work that I'm doing, my skill set, that you just giving me a little raise because that's just the way it works. So now I need to sit down and be like, okay, I need to get more money. And I hate to be so attached to the money, but the fact of the matter is you need money to do anything. Like, if you didn't need money to do anything, then it wouldn't be an issue and I would just go do something else. But you need money, period. Like, in order to survive. And I can't be, and they require a lot. Like, they want people to be ambassadors for the company. They want people to be invested. They don't want to hire people who they think are going to use them. Like, okay, I'm about to use y'all right quick to get to my, you know. And the fact of the matter is I love my company. I want to be invested, but, and I'm a loyal person. I'm a little bit of people pleaser. So, like, I go above and beyond to, you know, so I can feel like I'm about to get the things that I need. But then the issue is I haven't asked for it yet.
And so this is something that we kind of been talking about for 2 months.
Right.
And
I did ask for the meeting, though. I can't force them to have them. So, but...
So, although me and you already talked about it, for the listeners, I asked you, what was holding you back from actually pursuing the meeting and actually having a conversation? What part of fear?
Well, because, like, well, first of all, it's the control, because I don't have any control over how they're going to respond, you know? And then I'm just afraid of, like, what are they going to do? And not only that, but if I don't get what I want, what am I going to have to do?
Right. And I think that's a lot of people, they don't like to get the response, or they don't actually want, they don't seek the truth.
Right.
And that's what it is. People don't want to seek the truth, because when you get the truth and it really resonate with you, you have. Sorry, guys, we got cut off. And I don't even know what the last thought was, but we was basically talking about Ricky. You were saying how, I was talking and I was saying that people, they don't like to seek the truth, because a lot of times when you get the truth, you have to do something about it. And when you have to do something about it, you know, sometimes you don't always do what you want to do, or what you need to do may not be what you want to do.
And then not only that, but too, for me, I'm a little bit afraid of, and I mean, I'm about to get over it real quick, but I'm a little bit afraid of what I'm going to have to do, because usually, most of the time I get the things that I want. And
all of the time you get the things that you want.
Yeah, okay. That's true. So, sometimes it's not always in the time that I want it,
right.
But I get it.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say? So now I'm like, okay, and I know how I get when I don't get the things that I want
the control part of it.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit afraid of how I'm gonna react and how I'm gonna respond, because the thing is, if they tell me no, I'm about to be like, fuck y'all, a little bit.
So my conclusion that after having a conversation is, I said, you don't have, it could be fuck them, but fuck them with a plan, because I'm a business person first and I'm all about strategy. Now that you know that it's fuck them, what did I say? Now you start strategizing. How can I get out? How much time do I need to get out? And what do I need to accomplish before I leave? What skills, what connections, what people do I need to meet or get in contact with? So that way when I'm moving and I'm not just having nothing. You feel me? You're moving. When you're planning, you're getting a blueprint. You're creating your vision.
Exactly. Like, it's so crazy.
And he's been saying for like the last 2 years, like this has been 2 years that Ricky's been saying, like, he wants to do more than just dance. There are other skills. Ricky is really good at organization. Ricky is really good at fucking delegating. Like, he's really, really good at telling people what to do. Very much so. And he has a vision, and he's really good at critiquing and the way that things have to look, presentation. He's good at that stuff because he's so anal. Like, things have to look a certain way, and he's good at that. You need to be conducting your own shows, putting your own pieces on, shit like that. Like,
I'm about to say, what do you want to do ultimately?
Well, it goes back and forth. I think that I would be good as like a rehearsal directing setting, where it's like, okay, I'm in charge of making sure that everybody is doing the right steps, the head is going the right way, we're in line, we're in sync, the intention is right, you know, and just being able to, like, I mean, I do have my own visions, but if somebody gives me a vision, like, what I'm good at is, I'm good at
the small task.
Yes, making sure that the vision keeps its integrity, and I'm good at making it a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that I'm good at.
Put your remix on it.
That's right.
See, so like, and that's why I always like go to Ricky, because me, I don't care about how it get done or what it look like. I'm a visionary person. I care about the outcome and what the purpose is that it's serving. Mm-hmm. So I don't care about the little stuff that he's talking about. So you see where everyone has different skills, like, and a different perception based upon who they are.
Exactly.
Like, the type of person that they are. I don't care about the little stuff. This is what I want. I want to make sure everybody has this. I want to make sure everybody leaves here feeling like this. I'm providing a feeling. I'm more of a I want to, like, the emotional aspect of it, how you felt, how it made you feel, that kind of stuff.
And I'm the person that, okay, so this is the type of thing, okay, I'm the person that thought, okay, where's the space? Where's the venue? Are we going to have food there? Are we, like, how many people can fit in the room? Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Are we going to have any guest speakers? You need to call somebody. Do they need to get paid? Where's the money? Like, that's, like, I want to do all of that work. And then see it, you know, at the event.
Yeah, see?
You know?
Yeah. And Tiffany want to come and watch. but yeah, like, for real. So I feel like that when you are in a space where you aren't utilizing your skills and utilizing what you know you're good at and, you know, what your soul is longing for, you are suffering. And that's what Ricky, like, basically, he's not suffering, but he has a need and he needs to listen to his need.
And
he asked a great question, and the question before we actually started recording, and he said, how can you be businesslike without having to lose your integrity?
Yeah, like honor, like being able to honor, be a businessman and be a businesswoman and stay true to that, also by honoring your feelings.
Right. And I think that it's about integrity. And asking, I told him it's about purpose as well. A lot of people, they may start businesses and they may be very successful if money is the motive, but you want something that is aligned with who you are. And that's why I say there's a difference between just running a business and having a purpose, a purposeful vision in business. And when it's purposeful, you're going to make sure every move you make is aligned with who you are, and you're doing it with integrity. You don't got to step on people to come up, because this is abundance. This is a life of abundance. Everybody is stuff for everybody out here.
Right.
You getting anything will never take away from me or you, because it's so much.
Exactly.
God made enough for all of us. So when you know that, God will send you people with the same mindset. And because you're all operating out of abundance, no one's trying to take. You're all adding. So it's a different. You want God to send you people who's actually for the vision, for the purpose. That's what you think about. All the small details will come later on.
Mm-hmm. And that's so crazy, because I feel like that's exactly why I ended up where I was at. Because I even remember, even when I was training, there was a time where, you know, I work for a small company. We have 8 dancers. And I remember...
And they just celebrated their 10th year.
10 years.
Yes. 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And I've been there for 5.
Hello, he damn near helped build this shit. Go ahead. So,
that's so, why you need more money.
Hello.
Just for 5 years alone, you should get more money.
Exactly. And it's like, I think I'm going to have to like literally do that. If they don't give me the amount that I want, I'm going to have to show them in the studio how valuable I am. Don't ask me no questions. I don't know the step. I don't know what the intention. You figure it out until I get the coin. And the thing is I really don't like being like that. But it's like, if you don't do that, people are gonna walk all over you. They're gonna use you for everything that you got.
Right.
Everything that you allow them to do.
Right.
And I think also too, because of my personality, I go from 0 to 100 very quickly. Like very quickly. Like, you see, like, now, see, the thing is like, they could tell me no, and then I could just keep my head down. But now I'm like, no. But you see how I jumped from, like, I'm not giving you a shit.
Exactly. So, I was gonna say, you know, if they tell you no, keep doing what you've been doing. Because you gotta do what you've been doing because it's a part of who you are, not because you're gonna get something. You understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So keep doing what you've been doing. But as I said, start using strategy. Start thinking of ways how you can become a boss of your own shit.
You're right. I do think though, and it might not be so much for this season, but I think in the future, yeah, if I don't get what I want, I'm gonna have to be like no.
No.
Because the fact of the matter is
no, I'm not saying go quit tomorrow.
No, no, I don't mean quit.
I mean
do the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Doing only what's required. Because the thing is like when we're in rehearsal, like we're supposed to have a rehearsal director, but our artistic director wears many hats. You know, so like for example, when he has an artistic director meeting that he has to go to, we're still in rehearsal. And if we have new people who are learning the rep, who's teaching the rep? But in my contract, it don't tell me that I have to do this.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say? So now what are you going to do? Sure, there's a video, but it's like, how are you going to keep up with the integrity of the work? Because, like, you know, you see things on the video, but it's live theater. So sometimes we might do something on the video or something might happen based on those live theater things that if you don't know, you just copying what you see. But me, as somebody who's been there, I work with the choreography. I understand. Like, I can say, no, 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 no. And not only that, because we don't have a rehearsal director officially, like, what they do is, which is good sometimes, is they bring in the choreographer to come and, you know, clean the piece up a little bit. But that costs money. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I have the information. But and not only that, I have
and the skill.
Exactly.
You not only have the information, and but you have the skill. And you can execute. And that's what I'm saying is that if you really think about the situations, they may seem like willy-nilly, like you were saying, but it's not. It's purposeful because you put in a situation to gain these skills for yourself.
Exactly.
So you can know how to do certain stuff. So when it come time, no, I don't need to have nobody do this because this is what I know how to do and I'll figure it out. This person said that they was going to come do this. They drop out. I don't hear from them. They don't show up.
It
doesn't matter because you can do it. That's why when you're the boss, you got to know everybody role, everybody position, what everybody doing.
And unfortunately right now, like my boss doesn't know that.
And there's a difference between being a boss and being a leader.
Right.
There's two different things. Bosses, they're put in position and they run shit. Being a leader, I want to follow you. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to learn the skill even though I'm not required to do this just because it's going to make what we're doing better. I want to. That's the difference. When you are a leader, you have influence. And people going to do stuff for you just because. Just off of the sake. Just because.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the difference is.
And you're right. You said something to me like, I have to really remember and that I feel like I have a lot more support than I think what I am seeing or acknowledging. Because even like what I said to you, it's like I just put on a little outfit and just give a little smile, a little shimmy, and everybody goes crazy. And I'm just but if I was to like use that to my advantage, not maliciously. But it's like, oh, you want to see me? Oh, okay, come do this. I need this. I need some help. I need some support. I need this. Like, people will show up. It's like, it reminds me a little bit. Like, you're the same way. Like, you have that influence on people. Like, remember for your 21st birthday party, you gag at all. Like, I didn't think all these people was going to show up to come show me love and support. But it's because of how you influence those people throughout the course of your life and in the course of your interaction.
And you interact with people just for a reason. But no, you like... interactions are not by accident. Like somebody is leaving with something that they were supposed to have. Like it's no, someone is getting something, sometimes both of y'all, like, you know. So I just feel like every person, if you could, Tiffany talked about this yesterday and she said that she told her mom, Tiffany, do you want to,
she remembers
she basically told her mother and she was like, Mom, at my funeral it's going to be people coming from all over the world, all over the place, because of the fact that I talk to everybody and I'm connected to so many just different people and I've touched so many just different people from all different type of places, and they're gonna remember her for that, like, you know, because she makes sure to leave an impacting impression on you even if she only see you one time.
Right.
Like, for example, we here in DC, Tiffany has a friend who lives out in DC, and the girl was saying how she never had Jamaican food. We did not leave D.C. without Tiffany making sure that girl tried Jamaican food for the first time. And it's just an experience. It's something small, but it's still an experience. And she's going to remember that forever. Like, that first time I had Jamaican food, I did it with Tiffany. Like, you can't buy that type of shit.
That's so funny. It's funny you mentioned that. Me and my coworker, we had a moment where, because he came over here and I told him, well, when he came to the company, I told him, what did I tell him? I was just, because he was talking about, oh, I want to get a car, I have to do this, I have to do that, and I was like, and he doesn't really know what he needs to do, and I was like, well, first of all, you need to have a down payment, you need to have a credit score, you need to start building your credit, so when it's time, and he was like, well, how do I do that? And I recommended that he get a secure credit card. And it's so, and the funny thing, it goes to the experience, like the experiences you can't buy. Like, you know, we had a little moment where, you know, there was some tension between us and like things were not, you know, the best for like maybe a week or a few days or whatever the time, it was a short time period. And then when we finally talked about it, we sat down to dinner and we talked about it. And the funny thing is he paid for the dinner with the credit card that I suggested that he get.
See?
You know? So, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm ready
to
start.
You would be surprised on what saying one thing to a person Like, you know how it will influence them.
Yeah, he even told me, he said, yeah, like, this is a big deal. Like, I'm not going to forget this.
Right. And to you, it was something small, but it was nothing because you went through it. And it was a process that you already experienced. And that's what I'm saying. When you go through stuff and when you learn stuff, I feel like people have a duty to share. Because, like, you just have a duty to share because you don't know who you could help. Because we're all going through the same stuff trying to figure life out. Like, we're really all going through the same stuff. So if we are talking about it and sharing, I can learn from your mistakes. I can learn from you. Or you have a different perception than me. You can put something in my mind that I never thought of. I tell Tiffany this all the time. My life right now, I never, ever, 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 like, family was not, like, something, like, that I thought was, like, as important as it is to me now. And I just say that because I always tell Tiffany, like, I admire the closeness of your family. Like, you got mad cousins, mad aunts, mad cousins, mad uncles, like, just mad family. They be in group texts, group FaceTimes and stuff like that. And it's like, my family is just so small. And I'm close with my mom and I'm close with, you know, like, my grandma and, like, my immediate family, like my little brother who lives, like, you know, my neighbor. And she made me wanna explore and build connection with other people, like, in my family, because it's where I came from. It's a part of who I am. And I didn't know that a lot of my identity is tied in my family. Like, now I'm like, now I know where I get these ways from, or why I do this, or why I have this view, or how did this even come about in your family? You gotta know where you came from. Like, to even,
and that's the problem. We don't talk about things.
We don't talk about things.
We're too afraid.
We're too afraid. Yes.
And we don't want to be vulnerable.
We don't want to be vulnerable.
What people gonna think or mm-hmm. how they're gonna react?
Nobody. You can. You don't need to be in my business. Exactly. And this is what goes on in my house. I came up in that type of era where what happens in my house is my business, is my house, and nobody needs to know anything. That's the type of environment that I grew up in.
And that doesn't mean that things. That doesn't mean that there aren't things that we deserve and we. We're allowed to have things that we can take to our grave. You know,
right.
We're allowed that.
Right.
But that can't be, like, that's one or two things. Like, you know, it can't be half of your shit you're trying to take to the grave. Like, that doesn't work like that.
And I felt like that, especially being, like, you know, like, God positions you places for a reason. I mean, positions you in places for a reason. And I just feel like, you know, I have a responsibility to seek my family and to make sure that we're staying connected. And now I do. Like, mm-hmm. I make the time. I try to, not every minute, but I try to be intentional about the time that I make with my family. Having a conversation with my father, seeing my dad. My brother just got out of jail. I have a new niece. He has a newborn. Like, you know, having a relationship with her mother. Like, just extended family that I really never really talked to like that or made a priority. Like, last year, I became intentional about that. And it's good because I just feel closer. I feel more loved.
You feel
like,
more whole too.
Like, I feel more whole. And, like, that's really what it is. Like, my family, like, for a long time, I did not know who I was. And I've battled identity stuff for all of my 20s. I felt like just not being comfortable with who I am or changing so much because I really didn't know who I was, what I believed in. I feel like family gave me the foundation and it really, like, gave me, helped fulfill my wholeness because now I know who I am.
Yeah. And it's crazy. I've been thinking about this too for, like, at least 2 or 3 years. Like, I feel like, you know, I don't know if this was before or after we started recording, but we were talking about favor, you know? And I start to realize some years ago, like, I'm pretty close with my family too. Like, we don't talk, like, we're not, like, in a group text all the time and talking, but when we get together, it's popping, you know? We have a good time, you know? But for me, I know that a lot of this, like, I'm the one. Like, because I go out and, like, you know, I'm the only one in my family who, at least in my immediate family, that I can see that's clear. Like, I picked a career. I said I'm going to do this, and I did it. I don't have a job that I got just so I can pay bills or I have other people to support. Like, I'm the only one. No, and no, that's not true. My little sister, too, as of recently, because she just became a police officer. But, and I feel like also, too, that's why my family, they fuck with me so hard, and they love, because, like, they see that. So, like,
it's probably something different to them, though.
Exactly.
It's different.
It's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. But I
think they come from an era where, you know,
that makes people move differently, though.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit. Like, that's motivation.
It's motivation.
Yeah, so now when I come, and then not only that, but I got lots of personality. So when I come through and I'm like, okay, this is how it needs to be done, people are going to be here for it. But I have to stop being afraid to put on those shoes. But I think that, though, a little bit it has to start in my own house, though. Like, not my house, but, like, with my parents. Because, you know, because we grew up and it's like, okay, well, what stays in the house, that whatever happens here, but we know. Not only that, but it's not only, like, sometimes whatever stays in the house, you don't even talk about it in the house. It, like, stays in that time period. We don't bring it up. We don't talk. But, like, where it starts in order for us to be all able to be, like, we have to start talking about those things that we didn't talk about, that we brushed under the rug. And the fact of the matter is, I feel like if I don't rip off the Band-Aid,
it won't happen.
Right.
It won't.
And the radical
person got to do it.
It has to be me.
You and it's placed on your heart, because that's why it got to be you, because it's bothering you. And when it's bothering you like that and you can't shake it, you got to do something about it.
Right.
You have to do something about it.
We different than the ones before us.
Yeah. And it's up to us. It's up, right. And it's up to us to, this is why I'm saying, listen.
Damn. It's like, I didn't want it to be me. Like, because
no.
It's a lot, but, like, I'm ready.
Somebody got to answer.
Somebody got
to
do it.
It has to be you.
It like, got
to
be me.
Because you, you the craziest one to do it.
But what did I say to you? We live in a generation where the ones before us,
mm-hmm.
they always want to be loyal.
And do whatever.
Mm-hmm. After us, say fuck everything.
Exactly.
We're the balance.
We're the balance because we're in between both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why.
So we got to say fuck y'all rules. This is what I want to talk about.
Yes.
And y'all gonna listen.
Yes. And y'all gonna listen. We want to be heard. We want to be heard. What did I say, Tiffany? I said, yo, Tiffany, like, now is like, I said, anybody could be like a musician or, you know, a person that raps. Da, da, da. And she was like, why you say, is that a good or bad thing? And I said, I think that's amazing. I said, because that means that we're all in a situation where we can be heard and express ourselves the way we want to. Not a label, not you telling me my hair got to be a certain color, not you making a big deal and saying, no, I can express myself however way I want to. What a time to be alive. Like, just this podcast.
Right.
Just the fact that, like, yeah, my
to.
Mother say to me all the time, she'd be like, you a social worker, you a paralegal, you an advocate. She say, I wear 100 different hats. Yup, I do it all. I want to do it all. I don't got to do one thing. I don't have to do one thing. I want to be knowledgeable in every area. That's just what I want.
Yo, that's crazy. And, like, the fact of the matter is, like, as I'm talking to y'all about, oh, I have to have this meeting with my boss. And, you know, my bosses, they're men, you know. So a lot of the times, and not only that, but the boss who is making all the decisions about the money, he's an earth sign. So he's a Taurus. So it's like right, you see that? So when I decided, and that's another thing that was giving me pause about, actually, because, like, I'm
don't let the intimidation factor.
No. Not like, it was about how I was gonna go into the meeting. I was like, okay, I'm dealing with men, you know, and there's gonna be a mm-hmm. I feel like we want opposing things.
Right.
But you're the boss.
Right.
So I was thinking, okay, I'm going to have to really sit in my feminine energy so I can, like, manipulate. But, you know, I'm
listen,
almost like, no, fuck
it's
that.
The wait, though, but no, like, yo, I swear, everything that you just said, like, remember when I had, you just told me this, when I had this conversation Monday or Tuesday or whatever, and I was like having a conversation and I was saying, you was like, no, you're just gonna have to have a conversation, but don't go at it head first being all strong. You said sit in your feminine energy and da 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 da, and I did.
Yeah,
I didn't come off like intimidating or trying to headstrong and da da da. No, I went into it with love, and I got the conversation was effective, and it was like transformative because I went into it with love.
Okay, so maybe that's what I need to go in there with love.
Mm-hmm.
But
for yourself.
For yourself.
Because right. you know, like, you don't, no matter what the outcome is, you did this for yourself.
Right. So that might mean I have to go in there guns a-blazing.
You are your best advocate, though.
Yeah. Like, the thing is...
And it doesn't matter if your guns are blazing, if you are moving in integrity and in truth. Like, it is what it is. This is what it is.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I tell them all the time. I tell my bosses, like, I'm the type of person, I'll do whatever it is that you want to do, but I like to get my way, and I like to do the things that I want to do, and I'm going to push for it. Now, I understand sometimes I might get a no, and I've told them this in several meetings that I had. So when I come in here and I start saying, okay, where the coin at? I told y'all already that I like to get what I want, and I'm pushing for it. And if you don't give it to me, well, then I'm going to have to give it to myself. And that means that y'all not in the picture. I would like y'all to be in the picture because the fact of the matter is I really do love the organization that I work for.
Right. And it's more than...
It's more than a check for
It's
me.
More than the check.
You know, so, I want to do the work for them. But right. also, like...
You want to feel appreciated.
Exactly.
And you want to feel like what you contribute is valuable.
Exactly.
That's it. That's what you want to feel. How every person want to feel in their workplace, and we don't fucking feel like that.
Yeah.
Never.
Ever.
Yeah, but no, I'm going to feel like that today.
And this is, if they can't give it to you, you got to take your job.
Exactly.
You have to create. You got to create. If they're not going to be willing to give it to you, you got to be like, yeah, you got to take it. And I believe that. You got to take it.
Because
shit, they did.
Exactly.
They use somebody to get to where they had to go.
Exactly.
Don't be a pawn in somebody else's plan.
Exactly, because that's exactly what my boss does. He does exactly whatever he wants, even when he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He does exactly. He won't even say, "Oh, I'm wrong," or "I made a mistake," or which I don't agree with. But the bottom line is, he does whatever it is he wants, and like low key, like he doesn't like not try to consider us. But his vision is the priority, and what he like. And it ain't nothing that he could do or say. Because for me, unless all I gotta do is ask and you just handed it to me without question, what you want is more important.
Mm-hmm.
I need it, like, you know, like you can't give me what I'm asking because you don't see how it contributes or it affects, or you don't see how the company or you benefit from giving me this. So it's about you, not me. Because then otherwise you would just give it to me. So.
But no, when you go and have that conversation, you're going to see, like, you know, people, yeah, you're going to see how they really feel about you, what they really feel you bring to the table.
Exactly.
For the company.
Exactly.
Like, you know, and like you said, now you cannot have to look them at the side eye because you haven't asked for what you wanted. But once I asked for what I wanted, then you make a decision, a conscious decision not to give it to me. Now I know you fucking me.
Exactly.
Right now, I'm going to let y'all pass because I don't really know. You ain't really asked yet.
Right.
So, but moving forward, you know, and that what you do with that information.
Yo, and it's funny too, because what's going to happen is, because this is what's going to happen. Because this meeting right here is going to be a breakthrough. They about to get
yes.
sick of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm the type of person, like, and it's not malicious, but you know how it's like you have a discussion or a debate or a disagreement, argument, whatever with somebody. And then later on, you thinking about all of this stuff that you could have and should have and would have said. I go back and say it.
Right.
I go back and say it.
Yo.
Like, let me tell you right now, this is completely off topic and unrelated. Like, remember months ago on the podcast, we was talking about the guy I was dating and, you know, he said some things and I still haven't said nothing to him. I still been keeping out my same energy. If he respond to me, I respond back, like, you know, on the social media. Like, if I see someone on his page that I like, I'll click it, I support it. But I've been keeping my distance for, you know, lack of a better term or whatever the term is. And on two occasions, he's reached out to me like, oh, like, I want a link, like, we should talk, like, you know, da 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 da. But I mean, I've been traveling and just so I haven't had the time. You know what I'm trying to say? But you bet your sweet ass when I see him, I'm going to be like, okay, because I'm not mad about it anymore. You know, so now I can speak and I can talk and I can say how I feel. And I've been practicing saying, honoring my feelings and saying what I need. So now I'm not intimidated by how he's going to
respond. Say what y'all need.
Exactly. I'm not intimidated by how he's going to respond.
Because now it don't matter how you respond.
Because I've already made my decision.
Hello.
So now I think we can still move forward in a positive direction. I don't think it's not direction. I mean, like, we could be friends, like, because the fact of the matter, he's really talented. He's into, like, things that I like that I don't know how to do. Like, for example, I'm really impressed with people who can create and do things with their hands, cooking, sewing, you know, those type of drawing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really impressed and intrigued, and I like to do those things. And he knows that's what he does. Mm-hmm. You know, like, for example, I seen, like, he was tiling, he redid his bathroom, and he just bought some few pieces, and he tiled the whole bathroom. Like, I would do that. Like, as your friend, call me. You need some help? Call me. You know? But, so, like, I like his energy, but, like, some of the things that he was saying and the way he was moving as far as me investing my feelings, like, I couldn't take the pressure. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen. When we get to this meeting, I'm going to say the things that I need to say. And then I know it's going to be some stuff that I didn't say. And I'm going to go back and be like, look, because now I'm not afraid. I done broke the ice now. Because the thing about me is, it's like, once you do it once, sometimes it takes people a little time. It's like, oh, well, I tried this. Or, you know, I'm not really too. Well, we done already did it. So now I'm not afraid.
Right.
So I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm a cold turkey kind of person. Like, yeah, I want to just do it.
Rip the band
and get it over with.
Yeah, that's how I am too.
I can't be like small prepping. I can't do it. I need to just do it.
I'm both.
It depends. Like, for me, it depends. Like,
it depends. It depends. And I'm going to say, I need preparation for my personal life. Feelings, love, that kind of stuff, different. But when it come to like my career and being ambitious, no. I'm not fucking playing. That area of my life, I'm not scared in that area. Like, that area, no. Mm. Like, if I want something, I want it. And that's what I do. That's why I say what is so amazing. That's why I know how to strategize. Because I'm not going to do it the way you do it, because that may not be comfortable for my personality. That's why I have to use my mind, because I'm going to do what's most comfortable for me. So I may not be comfortable with being able to do it that way, how you doing it, guns blazing, da-da-da-da. But okay, I'm going to figure out a different way to do it. I'm like, I can do side door or front door. It just depends on how I want to come.
Windows open.
See, it depends.
The door, kick the door open, bust the window.
See, sometimes I don't want you to know I'm in the house. Sometimes I don't want you to know I'm in the house. I want to know, damn, how she get in my heart? You don't even know. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. Because a lot of my stuff, even professional, I use my gift of people. Oh, a connection? I'm not afraid of people. I'm not afraid with connecting to people. So I use that. Oh, this is, yeah, I'm going to be friends with you. I'm going to get to know you. I'm going to I'm going to talk to you. What do they say? I learned, they was like, basically like, with like, if a person is trying to kill you, if they have information on you, they won't kill you. Because now I know you. You're no longer a stranger. You're personable. And that's why it's best with business, meeting people, connecting, why all these networking things, because with the type of personality you got, you're unfucking forgettable. You understand? And you bank off that. I bank off the feeling that I give people. I'm going to leave a lasting impression on you because I'm going to touch your heart, and you ain't even built to be have your heart touched. That's why I do stuff with love, because that's my specialty. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make you feel loved. Even a person who think that they don't need it, I'm going to seep into there somehow. That's what I do. But that's because that's the way he gifted me. So I have to use what he gave me. I don't got no bread right now. I don't even got a team. I don't got nothing. I'm strictly just moving off of what he gave me, and that's just what it is. What did I say? Even for the venue, for my event, like, this lady told me $1,100, $1,200, however much money, da-da-da. I sat there with that lady for a whole hour and told her all my dreams and passions and what I believed in and why I love women. $600, man. She took off half the price and gave it to me just because
I told
her what was in my heart. Yeah. And that's just what I did.
Yeah. It's so funny. Well, not funny, but it's refreshing every time you tell me something like that. It encourages me to be, because initially I'm very like pulled back, like I'm not trying to like tell you all of my feelings and this, that, and the other. You know, I just want to tell you what my objective is and the plan to get there.
And see, me, a person like me, I would never work with you. Not like that, but a person coming to me like that, I only want to work with you. What did I say, Tiffany? Like, just something small. I was talking about the chick who pregnant by Meek Mill. I didn't know who that chick was. I said, but because this lady is talking about where she come from and how many steps and the grind and the progress, it made me like her, because I love progression. I love seeing the progression. I love seeing the story. I want to know why you got this objective. What the fuck made you wake up this morning with that? Exactly. That's what I want to know. I want to know the background, the why.
Mm-hmm. I don't care about all that other stuff.
See, that's
I don't
me.
Care about the fluff.
Yeah.
I want to know, yeah. Give me the
good. All that stuff, yeah, that's cool. But it doesn't matter if I don't know who you is.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if it doesn't matter if you decided to want to go change the world because of that. If it don't even relate to you, why did you get that idea? What made you even feel like that? Like, what?
And what is it that's keeping you motivated?
Yes. Because a lot of times to have a grind and to build something, you're not getting anything. I'm not getting paid. Everything, my whole event, this is my bread out of my pocket that I'm making sure that I'm dedicating to this every time I get paid. No one's helping me. I have no sponsors. I don't got a group of bitches sitting up saying we about to go have. This is all me by myself.
You wanna go have?
but this is what I'm saying. It's because this is what's motivating me, because that lets me know that it's not about the money for me. It's about what is in my heart. And that's what it's about. And I don't ever want to lose that. And I think that a lot of times people forget why they started. And the only reason that's going to keep you going is if you remember why you started. And I want to know the why. What made you start?
So cute.
That's what I want to know. I want to know the why.
Yeah, I've always been like that too. I want to know, why are we doing this? Why is this happening? What is your intention?
What is the intention? What is the purpose for this? Because I don't do stuff just to do it. I'm not a bored person.
Yeah, I'm not willy
nilly. I'm not bored.
Yeah, I don't like willy nilly. I don't like that. I need to know. I even had that.
Every show I watch, everything that I do is for a reason.
Yeah.
It's like if it has a purpose.
Yeah, and that right there is what you said. That and conjunction with my loud personality, that used to get me in trouble a lot.
Right.
Because it's like, I don't care who you are. Right. The bottom line, we all bleed red.
Right.
So you can have this possession, like when you in a hospital bed and you on your IV drip or whatever, we still bleeding red out here. Like you waving your finger, delegating. You know what I'm trying to say? So that always got me into trouble, because I need to know why you want me to do this. And the fact of the matter is most times I don't even care. Like I don't even... most of the time, I'm not even going to have an issue with doing it. My issue is with you thinking that you can just tell me what to do without explaining the purpose.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Right. Any.
And you know, the thing is I'm even okay with, I can't explain this. We need to do this, and I cannot explain this to you right now.
Trust me right now.
And that's okay. But at a later time, I will explain it to you. But don't just...
Look at... What did I say, Ricky? What did I say when I had this conversation in the beginning of December? I said, Ricky, I said, I don't know what's going on, and I can't tell you, and I can't explain it. I said, something is going to be happening, and something, I'm getting this feeling, and I said, I have to listen to the feeling. We got to start recording. Did I not say that?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know what's coming. I said, but this time period for what we're talking about and what we're trying to do, it has to be documented. I don't give a fuck if nobody listen to this shit. I just know that I'm going to have this to go back to in 10 years. To remember what my mind was. To remember where I was. Who was around me. I want to remember everything. I'm going to take advantage of the technology. I don't know who's going to be able to listen to this later on down the line and be able to get some type of encouragement. Da, 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 because it's not about the listeners. I don't give a fuck about people. I don't care about what you think. What the views are. I don't care about that shit. I care about what this message is. And it needs to be documented. I don't want to be sitting up having no more good conversations and nobody can use it to help them. Ricky, any conversation we had, you've been able to go and take it to the people that you are around and influence them, right or wrong.
Right.
Kwanis, send me this link for this. Kwanis, da-da-da-da. I'm throwing out the resources like that. Spread the word. Spread the word. Spread the word. Get to know yourself. Start loving yourself. Whatever it takes for you to get the knowledge, I don't care. But
get the information.
Just get the information. That's what it's about. It don't always gotta look so cute. You take away from what the fucking bigger picture is. No.
Trying to dress it up.
Get trying to dress get it up. No, the dress up shit distract me. I don't want that. Because you're distracting me. Mm-hmm. What's up under all of that? That's me. Don't come at me with all dressed up in chains hanging. And no. What are you hiding?
Exactly.
That's what I feel like when I see people like that. I'm very chill. I don't need to do all that extra shit. I want to know, what are you trying to cover up? Granted, some people is just
like that.
Flamboyant, you know, flashy, da da da. Some people is just like that, but yeah, everybody, most, yeah. What are you trying to cover up? Exactly. You're trying to distract me from the real reason that you really doing.
Acting like this.
Right, acting like this. And no, I'm not. No.
I'm not here for that. I'm not here for that.
I see right through that shit. Who are you really?
Exactly. And that's probably why people don't really. I mean, I feel like a lot of
people. I know, that's why a lot of people avoid me. Because I I don't care what it look like on the inside. My spirit feels like you're dying on the inside. Are you okay? I don't care about what it look like. This is what I feel. I trust my gut. I trust my Holy Spirit. I trust it. And if it's telling me something, I believe it. I don't care. And you may not even have to agree with me. It's okay. I know what I felt. You'll come back.
Exactly. And it's funny when we took
you'll come back.
One of my favorite things that I'm coming to, you know, really trust is when we took the spiritual gifts test, and you told me, or the test told me, and you helped me to decipher, like, discernment. Mm-hmm. Like, that.
And I did that. I let my spirit, it's not my mind. This is just a vessel. God used me.
Yeah.
Whatever information you needed, fuck what Kwanis thinking, what Kwanis is going through. That's why I have to keep myself open. That's why I have to stay connected, because I know that the people that I'm connected with, they need information. They need wisdom. Somebody got to be connected.
And then and it helped me, because like I'm really starting to pay attention to that, because, you know, I'm not really I say this all the time. I'm not really a benefit of the doubt type person. I'm very quick to be like, no. No. And like everybody else is like, a lot of the people in my life are, oh, well, give them a chance and do this.
I'm one of them kind of
but give me, like, there is a piece of me that, you know, comes from, you know, being a people pleaser and wanting to make people happy because I like to help.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say? But so it makes me feel bad when, like, somebody didn't even do nothing to me or anything, but their vibe is that doesn't. And you didn't, you know, I don't really.
I used
like,
to feel bad too.
But now I'm starting to not feel bad.
Now
because
I don't
the thing is, like, people like, I'm loud and I'm in your face. You know, people might not like that. You know, so people be like, I don't want to deal with you because that's not the type of energy I want in my. So what's wrong with me saying the same thing?
Right.
We all got to protect our energy, and we all have to. For me, I have to start paying attention to that gift. And I noticed, like, even when we get, when I start to think back, even when I was a kid, I was like, no, I don't like that. I'm not doing that. Like,
Right.
And the fact that I was afraid to disappoint people, it made me not listen and not trust.
Right.
You know, but now I'm out here. Like,
and even with Ricky, how did we get cool? Ricky was cussing everybody out, being loud as hell, acting and being fool. And me listening to what was in my spirit, Ricky, you don't gotta be like that. You don't have to act like that. You don't gotta cuss people out to get your point across. Fuck them.
She did. She was the first person that said, "Yo, you look crazy. Like, yeah. you look like a maniac. Like."
And I didn't do that.
It wasn't malicious.
It was not malicious. It was out of love. And how old were we? 12? 13? I've always been like this.
Yeah. And that was the first time I had to look back and be like, you know, she was one of the only people who was not hyping me up. Like, everybody was hyping me up. Oh, yeah, you cussed them out. Meanwhile, I was getting sent to the office.
Yes. Getting suspended. Them same motherfuckers who was encouraging to do that was nowhere to be found. And where are they now? Nowhere to be found.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what helped me. Now I have to just go back and remember.
It ain't wrong that you supposed to be a warrior. That's why he created you. You supposed to be ready and trained to go. Channel your shit for the right stuff.
Right.
Channel it for the right stuff. I'm not wasting time on people. Arguing with people.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it.
No.
I want to help y'all.
Yeah, I argue to make some justice shit happen.
Exactly.
I go stand on lines all day.
No, and you know what? That's another
and
thing.
And fight and advocate. Yes, I will fight. I don't like oppressed people. I don't like bullies. I don't like that either.
I don't like that type of shit.
I will fight for people. I'm not going to fight people, though. I will fight for people.
Right.
For the people who won't fight for themselves.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to do. Call me. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Dead
guns
ass.
Are blazing.
Yeah.
Guns are blazing.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that either. Pick on somebody your own size.
Right.
Yeah. Come see me.
And that's what I felt like they was doing to Ricky. Using Ricky to cuss everybody else out because they was too pussy to do it. No. Don't use me. I seen oppression early. It just in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that shit.
And that's so crazy to like be an adult now and see how you as a child had that.
That's why I said no one taught me this shit. He put it in you. You got what you need. I didn't learn that. I didn't have to go through, get a bachelor's degree in social work to learn that. I was a social worker before I even knew the fuck I was about to be a social worker. I was a therapist before I even had the intention to be a therapist. These are already things that's in me. I'm just going to get the white paper so y'all can let me practice. And I can get this bread off y'all.
Exactly.
But y'all not giving me no type of validation I already didn't have. Or no authority to do nothing I already didn't have. I just need it because I'm in the world.
Yeah, that's it. We don't really need anybody's permission.
I don't need your permission to do shit. I do what I want.
Exactly. But that's the cycle we get stuck in because of what you were saying. The generation before us, they just submit to everybody. I'm done submitting.
Nope.
For just because I'm not doing that. Like, no.
If I don't believe in a cause, I'm not around. I'm straight.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all set.
And sometimes you could not even believe in a cause. But for example, my job, I work in a prison. Like, I don't like shit that they stand for. And that's just what the truth is. But I'm positioned there. And I'm positioned there to be the light and to be something different. Because although I don't believe in what they have. And that's where I bring my remix to the table. And I do my own thing within this system. So I don't believe in this system. But I believe that I may not be able to change anything on a bigger level. But one individually, with my inmates, with my coworkers.
Yeah, like even what you said. Changes. Even what you said about like how you know.
Now I'm going to school to get in a position though to be able to make changes. I can't do anything in the role that I'm in. But I can get in a position. I'm still young enough to go get myself educated where I can get in a position. I can't just sit there and be okay because I make good money with the things that's going on around me. It just don't feel right. It doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah, it was just like you were saying about the interactions you have with your inmates. Right. You know, it's like the fact that you said, yo, I got you right here. You know, and they going through, like, when you get in a prison, they treat you less than human.
Yeah.
So when somebody
treats you are like less than human.
And then it's like that. There's a chance that, you know, maybe this person got an extra Mucinex pill. Like that kindness that you extended to them, they're going to extend it to somebody
else.
That's
what I'm saying.
And then before you know it.
Like is a chain reaction. That's why I'm saying, like, you get what you put out. If you choosing to put out nastiness, that's what you're gonna get. Like, I don't be having no problems. I don't get called. Nurses, they get sued by inmates. Inmates dying, all kind of stuff. No, no, no. I don't even cultivate that kind of nothing around me. No.
And it's so funny because that's so true. It's like what you put out is exactly what you get because it's like, you know, not right now, Summer, but you have people who, like, they'll change their number because people playing on their phone. Like, they get their property destroyed, this, that. And that's, like, I'm just trying to understand. Like,
how did that happen to you?
Exactly. Like, I literally don't understand. Like, people don't play on my phone. Like, I don't deal with no.
I don't have people backstabbing me.
Exactly.
Like,
the only issues that I have are the internal ones that I'm dealing with myself.
And this is what I'm saying, that even if you're not intentionally putting out nastiness, if you think in it, it doesn't matter. Your thoughts attract stuff. So, yeah, I may not be intentionally going to hurt anybody, but I don't feel worthy. I'm undeserving. You're attracting people who
are gonna feel the same way about you.
Are gonna feel the same way about you. Even though you're not saying it, Your thoughts have energy, so you're attracting that to you. I'm the shit. I'm that bitch. And if you can't treat me like the queen I am, you got to stay the fuck around from around me. I think that all day, every day. And keep thinking it. Kwanis, you're loved. Kwanis, you're confident. Kwanis, you're safe. Kwanis, you got everything you need. I lack nothing. And I say that shit to myself over and over and over again. So if you are around me and you don't even feel like that, you ain't even going to be attracted to me. We ain't even operating on the same wavelength. So a lot of people be like, well, oh, I don't know why all of this is happening. It's because you're thinking. You don't think good about yourself. And you don't think your thoughts turn into your feelings.
Exactly.
So you're not feeling good about yourself because you're not thinking good about yourself. And you got to change your thoughts, and then your feelings will change after.
That's so true. And you know, the fact of the matter is I see that on my job every day, because we have to be so, the type of job I have is so, I feel like it's so different because it is a business. So I experience all the things I feel like corporate people would experience, but the way that they are able to disconnect from the people that they work with and work for, for example, we dancing on stage for example, my work spouse, she got hurt on the stage. Like, we're trained, like if somebody neck can fall off on the stage, and the way we're trained is you have to keep going. Like, you don't, like, and that's so crazy. Like at a corporate, like, oh, okay, somebody died at the job, somebody got hurt. Okay. Like, most people, they can really give a fuck because that don't have anything to do with them. But like, it took everything I had to see her on the floor and not go and help her pick. I didn't give a fuck about nobody in the audience. You know, but at the same time, I still have a job to do.
Right.
You know? But like, that's how connected we are.
But I feel like that is how nursing is. And I told you this to you about it. I never really kind of understood what about it is that I didn't like. And it's that you're not there to care. You're there to act and find a solution to people who hurt. I ain't got time to coddle you right now. You come in, you got an injury, you bleed into it. I got to fix that. I can't think about your feelings.
Exactly. But that's what you care about.
But that's what I care about. So it's not that nursing was wrong. I got in the field to help. That is a career to help. I just don't want to help in that aspect.
Right.
That's what it is. So it's not wrong. I don't even look at it like as a way that I regret things, because I'm still helping people. It's just I'm not helping them in the way that I want to.
Right. And the thing is like we have to be fulfilled. Like another thing. Right.
Now it's just at the point where, yeah, this is not something that I could see myself retiring and doing for the rest of my life, because I won't have the fulfillment that I want.
Exactly. It's like that's what I need to do. Like. And it's so crazy because at first, when I was first at my job, they had me teaching in an outreach program, which was different for me. And also, I was 23. I was like, I just got there. I was grateful to have a job, you know, so I was just doing any, you know, and the outreach thing, it did not go well for me. You know, it wasn't organized as it should be, but now there's a coordinator. It's this. And I really realized like, oh, I would be so good at this. I could totally go into the schools, recruit the kids that have the facility, the personality, whatever the requirements are. I can go out and find those people. You know, I'm into that. Like I want to be able to help the teenage. Like, for example, I feel like I have a lot of information. And I just want to be able to help those people who don't have access to all of those things.
Right. And that's why I want to become a therapist, because I feel like that black people, they, even if they do have the access to it now, most of them don't, because we don't have mental health insurance. Actually,
most of us don't understand how that's important.
Right. Right.
Like, just going to the checking your mental health is just as important as getting a friggin' checkup.
Exactly. So that's the information that I want to provide to my community. About mental health, and even if you not even doing therapy, just changing things little daily, self-care, implement self-care in your life, period. Like, it's the little stuff makes changes, or just having this conversation. You may not be able to be in a situation where you could go to therapy, But you're in a situation where you have someone that you love and supports you, and you can talk about things and you can go to them. That's therapeutic. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So, but you guys, we don't have no more time. We've been chatting up for a while, so we're going to wrap this up. But I definitely wanted to make sure that we was able to have a sit down and really build and talk and you know, and just, yeah, love on each other.
Yeah.
So, thank you. Until next time. And Ricky, I'm so happy I got to see you.
I know.
And
so I'm going to see you again soon.
Yes. And Tiffany is here. So, it was lit. It was a good weekend, y'all. But, yeah, on that note, deuces.
Peace.